got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Now, Jess, I was reading the paper the other day, you know. I got it for 50 cents down the street, and I said, oh, boy, I need to read this headline.
The Daily Weekly Times.
Yeah, let's go. That's more just Cockney, but sure. And I stumbled across this editorial, which is great that people still write.
Yeah.
Because isn't that what Carrie wrote on Sex and the City?
No, she was a columnist.
Ooh, what's the difference?
So editorial is usually written by the editor.
Okay, that makes sense.
The paper or the yeah, but a columnist is just someone right. who does like feature piece.
See, and people say, Jess, you don't use your journalism degree.
$15,000 well spent.
There you go. You described it almost good enough. Well, what I want to talk about now, this is, it's mostly for if your partner is a male. So it doesn't matter if you're female or you're a male listening to this.
Yeah.
This is something that this person said, there is one word that is truly dividing people when they have a male partner. Some think it's hot, some think it's really masculine, others say it turns them right off.
Okay.
With a particular nickname or pet name that you give your partner, your male partner, Daddy.
Oh, Daddy.
What's that? What's this little giggle?
Because me and my partner actually.
Oh! Oh! Woo!
Tim just got so excited. He sat off his chair. We started using this nickname ironically.
No, you did not.
Ironically, we thought it was funny. So I'd be like, can Daddy get me a drink bottle? Jess wants some water. Can Daddy get me some water? And now it's become this thing that we like actually do. I have to stop myself from saying it in public because it's embarrassing.
What's the worst case you've caught yourself in?
Not a lot of people know that we have this joke. So I answered the phone to one of my best mates the other day and Akshay said to me as a joke, did Daddy say you could answer the phone?
And your friend heard that?
And she heard that. No. And it's a hard one to explain, yeah. Tim, because then she thinks it's real.
Yeah,
because
there's a lot of people that go, all right, immediately I find that really creepy. Other people, yeah. It's about their male partner taking on a sense of like leadership and protection.
Like it's a masculine
thing.
It's
a very masculine thing.
Have you ever used, no?
No me, not I, not ever, mate. Even like
Akshay's going to kill me for saying this on the radio.
Even I was talking to my wife about this, not about the word daddy.
Yeah.
Because we were expecting a kid later on this year. And I was like, I really want to be dad. I don't feel like.
You don't want to be daddy?
I don't want to be daddy.
Maybe about papa?
Oh, I'd love to be
papa. Can I have some fruit cups?
Oh,
you
and this
go
is
with
the
papa.
Thing. There's a lot of people. This journalist was saying that her friends. There's a split down the middle. Three of them think it's disgusting and gross. Three of them think it really empowers their partner and creates a different dynamic, maybe in the bedroom.
Really,
which is next level.
Won't be talking about that on the radio.
Please don't. No one ever will ever ask. If I ever ask you, something's gone wrong. Someone's wearing a Tim mask. It's not me because no one ever wants to know.
But see, I think when I have kids, Tim, that Akshay will be daddy.
And you'll be daddy.
No.
Double daddy. Daddy's all round.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Yes.
Yes, Tim, a game where we get to know you. With just a few questions.
Yep. So, the dealio. That's what everyone's asking, Jess.
Yeah.
What's the hippity haps? Coffee could have a national shortage if ideal growing conditions for the coffee beans?
Yes.
Coffee beans? Yep. Coffee beans aren't good.
Researchers are saying basically that these coffee crops are very temperamental.
Yeah.
And there is a chance that we may see a global shortage shortly.
So we want to know what your favourite coffee is. Obviously, we could just ask you and you could tell us, but then we don't really get to know you, the type of person that you are. So we'll have three questions split between us to try and figure it out without asking the obvious. First, Caleb in Thompson joins us. Caleb.
Hey, guys.
Now, this is an unofficial question. You have to drink coffee. Do you drink coffee?
Certainly do. Okay.
Excellent. Good.
Can I ask the first question, Jess?
Please, Tim, take it away.
Caleb, is the coffee that you drink something that you can easily make at home, or do you have to, like, most likely go out to a cafe or to a bean squeeze, one of the drive-thrus, to get it?
dog. It is, to a point.
Okay.
So you can make it at home.
All right.
To a point.
Caleb, are you more of a summer or a winter kind of guy?
No, I'm a summer.
Summer kind of man. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
How quickly after you drink your coffee does the number two train come chugging along the tracks, if you know what I mean, Caleb?
You can't ask that.
It varies, but I don't know. Half hour, maybe.
Caleb, we're just gonna put you on hold for a second, and Jess and I are just gonna have a quick powwow.
Yep.
Well, I don't drink coffee. I don't know what. Maybe a cold brew.
Yeah,
something
I'm vibing an iced latte, but yeah, maybe you're on the right track. Caleb does strike me as a no milk kind of man.
Well, you go for it, Jess. All right, Caleb. We think you drink
cold brew.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, what is it?
It's a filter.
Oh.
You drink filtered coffee.
Bloody da.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh.
We got the king on the phone.
I do go for a cold brew sometimes.
Okay, all right. We'll take it as a half a point,
yep.
Tim.
All right, well, Caleb, we've got to know
you. Half a point for
that. Thank you very much, Caleb. All right, Tammy in Newcombe joins us now on the phone. Tammy, we have three questions to figure it out.
Yes.
Okay, Tammy.
Yes.
Do you go an alternative kind of milk in your coffee?
Be a bit more specific, if you will.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does it come from a cow?
No, I don't think so, no.
No.
Or maybe, okay. No.
Okay.
Is that a part of the first question, or have I just wasted mine? I feel like I've wasted mine. All right, Jess, you've got the final question.
Okay, Tammy.
Yes.
Would your coffee cost you more than $6?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Really thinking on it. All right, Tammy, I'm just going to pop you down and hold for a second.
Okay, more than
$6. I don't know. Again, I don't drink coffee.
Again, I feel like we're going for like an iced version.
Okay.
I reckon it's like a...
You reckon?
Maybe like a frappuccino or, again, I'm vibing an iced latte, like an almond iced latte. All right.
It's not cold.
Okay.
It's not cold.
All right, let's confer.
Oh, sorry, back on hold. Maybe just like an almond flat white.
Yeah. All right. Go with that.
That's what my wife drinks. Okay. Tammy, is it an almond flat white?
No.
Oh, poo bugger bum. What is it?
It's a small double shot extra hot soy latte.
Wow. A lot of...
That'd cost you about $9, I imagine, Tammy. That doesn't sound cheap. Unfortunately, we didn't get to know you through those questions, but now you've given us the answer. We know that you are a bit la-di-da, and that's nice.
A very tired girl.
Yeah, so... Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. Silver Circus Spectacular, coming to Warn Ponds this April. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Now, this trending story today here at KROQ, it is hilarious to me.
Right.
So this man should be trending for plenty of other reasons, but the reason Harry Styles, who is trending today, not because he's just won 6 Brit Awards, just got 2 Grammys, he's in a heap of movies, he's just like sold out a heap of shows in Australia, you know, selling Bunnings hats, getting them trending, everything he does.
I saw he was trying to go incognito down to Bondi Beach and he wore just like a full tracksuit.
A hoodie on 38 degree day. He is trending because Harry Styles has been crowned the winner of the world's most attractive and impressive smile.
Smile?
Yes, so this is a real award.
I can't picture his smile in my face right now.
Okay,
I mean, in my mind.
Well, you've got access because you can do this safely, but if you're listening right now, just think of Harry Styles. Now, a dentist has essentially said the positive effect of a beautiful smile on people in their social and professional life is indisputable. Harry Styles has all of the traits and factors to make a smile be very, very nice. So he's got nice straight teeth. Mm-hmm. They're very white.
I have noticed he's a top row only smiler. He doesn't go the full mouth smile.
I don't know if I could. I feel like I hide all my teeth.
And he's got the fun like dimples in the side of his face. That is also a good smile.
Off a quick glance, you've really described his mouth quite well. Yeah. Just off a brief look right now.
I'm just going through all the. I just typed in Harry Styles smile on Google, and yeah, like he's not one. I can't see his bottom row of teeth. I don't know what they look like.
I think now. Well, it's got to be confirmed somewhere. Maybe next time we get a celebrity on.
Yeah.
They would have smile coaches for red carpets, right? Because I haven't found my go-to smile for photos.
I once got told not to smile with my bottom row of teeth. I think that's why that's the first thing I noticed about it.
Right.
Yeah, I was doing a photo shoot as like a preteen. It was like I was 12 years old and I was like, I'm going to be a star. And I sat in this seat and this photographer said to me, can you just shut your bottom lip? Because your bottom row of teeth are not very attractive. Click.
Well, maybe...
I'm 31. I still think about that moment.
It's okay. I'll give you a hug when we go to the song. So maybe Harry Styles, maybe his bottom teeth aren't that great, but he's found his smile. And if you're listening, I hope you find yours.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Seen something online, and I feel like people would either really be about this or really not. How do you feel about cruise ships, Jess?
Oh, I've not been on one, but I've been seeing so many videos of particularly Disney cruise ships.
Is there Disney cruise
there's
ships?
There's Disney ones and there's like adults only, like virgin ones.
What do you mean virgin ones?
Like Virgin the company,
oh,
Tim.
I was
Jesus.
Like Christian youth group on a cruise.
Look, I've been seeing a lot more of them lately, and I'm kind of leaning towards maybe going on one.
I've been on one that we like went from Sydney to New Caledonia when I was 21.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. We went on one where it was like a lot of older people and a lot of, it was school holidays, so it was a lot of kids. There was, I think, collectively, out of the 2,000 people on board, maybe 40 people within my age bracket.
Yeah.
So it was a slower cruise.
This is why the virgin ones exist for like adults.
To lose your virginity.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Virgin the company, Tim.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good they're getting a business out of
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I didn't necessarily like being on the boat, but I like the destinations. A world first is happening. It's going to be a 3-year-long cruise that goes to, I believe, 375 different locations, 135 countries and across all 7 continents.
Oh my God.
3 years, and I believe I've done the conversion. So it's about £24,000 a year. So for that, so that's like 60,000-70,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Or 44,000 Australian dollars a year.
I mean,
if you were finishing up your career,
yeah.
You would probably be spending that amount of money, whether it's on maybe not your mortgage, but maybe throughout rent, supermarket, fuel, all those things.
If this is everything included, I think that's a pretty good deal. And you're seeing the whole world.
Yeah, seeing the whole world. It's got like pools. It's got all the things that are like the performance stages, gyms. It's got everything to keep you entertained while you get between destinations.
Surely you'd get sick of it though. Like
3 years. 3 year holiday.
Feels like a long time.
But I imagine, say if you were super wealthy and essentially most of the year you are traveling.
Yeah.
I imagine that is taxing in a way, and it'd be different because obviously we're not millionaires, so we can't kind of do that. But I imagine you're right. After 3 years, you'd be like, all right, yep, here we go again. I've paid my 44 grand.
A friend of a friend of mine worked on a cruise ship for like 7 years.
Whoa. And
by the end of 7 years, she was like still in like a cabin, like below deck, and was just like, I need to get out of here.
I was talking to Chappie, who runs the digital department here. So if you see videos on our Facebook or Instagram, Chappie, he's made of it.
Yeah.
He was all about it. He was like, I'm calling my partner. Can we get Beth over? We're gonna figure it out. Because, and I feel like you can quote me on this. Well, he can't unquote me on this. He said he's happy to do the least amount of work for the most amount of money. So
yes.
A 3-year cruise sounds right up someone
honestly,
like his alley.
Chappie could do his job from a cruise.
Yeah,
he could keep working.
We could do our job.
Yes.
But then again, 3 years is a long time.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, tonight I'm finally getting to do something I told you about many weeks ago that I booked. It's for me and my partner, Akshay. We're going to a paint and sip night, and we will be painting each other's portraits.
I feel like, when did we speak about this? Like 2 weeks ago?
It was actually about a month ago now.
I stand by my original feelings that this is a dangerous idea. Because I think for 95% of people, maybe even 99% of people, going there, having a drink responsibly, getting to paint your partner.
Yeah.
Oh, you doofus, that's not how I look. Oh, you silly goose, that's not how I look.
I'm a little concerned how big he's going to draw my nose.
Well, I just think there's, like, if you're in a struggling relationship.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Rule this off the relationship saving Dateline tips. No. Because there would be that 1% where somebody is just horrifically offended, right?
I am just so excited because I've never seen this man, like, pick up a paintbrush. Like, I've never
seen... Let
alone
a pencil.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen him draw or, like, be creative in this way. So I'm very excited to see what he's going to come out with.
He might
be Picasso.
Yeah. Or he could be 4 years old. Yeah. Like, there's such a varying distance between what you could get.
It was so adorable. This morning I get up and I caught him on the TV.
Please tell me he was practicing.
He was searching on YouTube how to paint a portrait.
Stop laughing.
I said to him, I was like, you know they're going to give us like a base outline.
Like an outline.
Like they're
yeah.
not going to just say to you, paint, here's your supplies.
Well, they could. You never know.
Like, I feel like they're going to give like a basis, at least some direction, right? Surely. That's what we're paying for.
Do you take a photo or is it just like you're both on an angle and he can see you can see him?
I don't know. I kind of hope
don't punch the desk. I'm scared.
I kind of hope that we're sitting across from one another so that I don't get to see it until the end.
There's no way you'll see it because that's the whole fun. Because you turn it
the
around
reveal.
And you reveal it. Because it's a tricky thing. I imagine it would be really challenging. Say if, like, your partner, Jess, was an artist.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, let's do this. So I'll just try my best. Like, I'm a bit silly. And then he did his version and you're not happy with that. And he can do art. There's so many different scenarios.
I will keep you posted when we are back on Tuesday. I'll do a grand reveal for you. How about that?
And if you don't come into work, I assume it's because it's gone horribly wrong.
Yes.
And you've decided that he's offended you on so many different levels that you couldn't come to work.
I mean, I would have to be pretty, like...
What are your three big worries? And we can tick these boxes on Tuesday when you're back.
I'm worried he's going to give me a double chin.
All right.
I'm worried how big he's going to make my nose.
All right.
And I'm worried he's going to draw my mole in the wrong spot.
Sounds like the plight of most Macedonian ethnic girls.
So, there's also a risk that he's going to draw a mustache on my face just as a joke, and that will hurt my feelings.
A mystery fourth added to the list. All right. We'll keep this audio on Tuesday. We will check the boxes and see if Jess still has a boyfriend.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Talking about collectors, people that like to collect certain things, there is a self-proclaimed, and I guess no one's competing against her, the Croc Queen, Jess, but not collecting anything to do with crocodiles, Crocs the shoes.
Has she got a list of like different style Crocs that she has?
There's
like
plenty. So I was saying before that she's got like Lightning McQueen, there's the Shrek ones, there's all different shades of colours, spending over $12,000 on all of these Crocs because some of them, the most expensive pair she has is somewhere over $75 for one pair of Crocs.
Right.
I've never worn or owned
She's honestly making me want to go buy them. Like if they're that comfortable and that popular, like maybe I need a pair.
But don't you remember, like I remember my cousin wearing them in like 2008 and everyone was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But the passion of collecting these things is very strong in certain people, and that's why we wanted to get them to call the show and share that passion in a positive space. We've had Kirby from Brimley call through. Kirby, what are you collecting?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Jess. How are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, not too bad, mate. I'm feeling I feel like I'm on the edge of my
very
seat.
Very excited
because
today.
This is a passionate thing that people love. What's your passion collection?
So I collect some more kind of niche comic books, specifically things like When Robin Dies in the DC Universe.
So you're not just collecting any comic books, Kirby. You're like, you're very specific about what ones you buy.
Yeah, because I do love Batman and Robin, have done since I was a kid, and I'm 37. And I've always loved the X-Men, specifically Wolverine, you know, one that Hugh Jackman plays. And there's one particular one that I have, and they've got holographic cards on the front.
Ooh.
And then a holographic strip along the cover. And I've got this particular one that is the adamantium, the special metal of
The metal that's inside Wolverine. That's what his claws are made out of, Jess.
That actually coming off from a bad guy, so...
Sorry, Jess just did the best. I want to care.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, Kirby, I got to ask, like, how do you get into something like this? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, how do you know how rare a comic is?
I don't really care about how rare a comic it is. If I find it to be incredibly interesting and something that I've loved to read, then I'm going to, you know, get the whole lot.
I like it. See, Jess, you can hear it in her voice. There's lots of passion there. Thank you very much, Kirby. Lockie's giving us a call. Lockie, what are you collecting?
I currently collect Funko Pops, but who cares about them? No, I'm with Jess, and I used to collect Tarzos.
Oh, see, Lockie, we must be around the same age. Lockie, Tarzos were huge on the playground.
Oh, they were big. No, they were banned on the playground because, you know, everybody would try and flock them.
Lockie, because, like, you're right, Funko Pops, a lot of people have different versions of them, and they're all numbered, and it's the Pokemon theory of you've got to catch them all right.
If you don't remember Tarzos,
I miss Tarzos.
They were like little plastic discs, and I feel like you got them from the supermarket, Lockie.
Because you got them in packets of chips.
Yeah, yes. And then they were like Looney Tunes on most of them.
I remember the Looney Tunes, like the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
And you'd spin it, because then I feel like I upgraded to Beyblades. Weapon. They're not good to collect.
I don't think I ever finished my collection, though, Lockie.
No, fortunately, we managed to finish two collections.
Two?
We got the entire Looney Tunes collection.
Oh, my God.
And the entire Space Jam collection.
Oh, the Space Jam collection. I forgot about the Space Jam.
All right, now you're just bragging, Lockie.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.